Ohio State wins a high-scoring affair without Chris Holtmann on the sidelines. Malachi Branham continues to find his groove during his freshman season, and Marcus Freeman continues to add fuel to the fire. All that and more in this episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to an episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, January 10th in the year 2022. And today's episode is brought to you by Sonos. Experience the game like never before with Sonos Arc, the premium smart soundbar for TV, movies, music, gaming, and more. Visit Sonos.com to learn more. Sunday afternoon, I get out of church. I had to run to my brother's condo to pick up a Christmas gift that arrived late. I leave his condo, go back to my apartment, and in transit from his condo I get a text, and the first thing it was a tweet. I get alerted on my phone. The first words I see are Ohio State head coach. I had no idea what was going on. I only knew it had to deal with Chris Holtmann or Ryan Day. That's all I knew. I keep reading it. It says Ohio State head coach Chris Holtmann and assistant coach Ryan Peden will both be unavailable for tonight's game against Northwestern due to health and safety protocols. Jake Diebler will serve as the acting head coach for tonight's game. When I saw that, I was a little nervous. You never know how somebody who is a new coach, a first-time acting head coach, in any place, no matter if it's middle school, little league, when you're with junior, or you're at the highest level, it does not matter the level. Anytime you're a head coach or an acting head coach for the real head coach, let's go that route, you never know what to expect. But what we saw when this game went through from start to finish was the Buckeyes had enough and did some to win and beat Northwestern 95-87. E.J. Liddell started out hot, 17 points in the first 4 minutes. Yes, 17 points in the at the very beginning onset of the game. He had 5 threes in this game, and he was just on. He was just locked in. His jumper was falling, and he helped Ohio State get off to a big lead, a strong lead. And that really was what propelled them throughout portions of this game, because the Northwestern Wildcats, they were not going to go away. They had their own three-headed monster. All three of them had 20 points of their own. Adige had 20 points on 7 of 14 shooting. Ty Berry had 23 points on 8 of 12 shooting. Pete Nance had 20 points on 7 of 12 shooting. Those three guys kept Northwestern in this game. E.J. Liddell, 12 of 20 shooting from the field, 5 of 7 from downtown. He had all 5 of his free throws, also had a career-high 34 points for the Buckeyes. Malachi Branham added in 24 points of his own on 5 of 8 shooting. Think about the last time you watched a college basketball game where there were 5 guys that scored in 20 that had 20 points or more. 5. That's rare. That's unheard of. What also is unheard of is a freshman going 13 of 14 from the free throw line. We'll talk more about that in segment number 2. That just goes into talk about the growth of Malachi Branham during his freshman season at the Ohio State University. Ohio State shot very well throughout this game, 57% from the field overall in this game. They shot 44% from downtown. Northwestern shooting wasn't bad either, 47% from the field, 42% from downtown. The difference was in the free throws as far as the shooting-wise went. Ohio State, 96% from the free throw line, 26 of 27. Northwestern, 76% from the free throw line, 13 of 17. One area Ohio State struggled in during this game was they could not keep Northwestern off the offensive glass. Northwestern had 16, almost said 17. They had 17 second-chance points, but Northwestern had 16 offensive rebounds. that was one area that kept Northwestern in this game because their effort was high. They were beating Ohio State in different areas throughout the game. But those offensive rebounds were very, very key, which is also leading to Northwestern leading the another hustle stat category. They had 17 second chance points. Ohio State only had 12. Ohio State in this game showed a lot of things that proved a lot of things, not only to me, but I think to themselves. They can play basketball. They can start off hot. They can sustain a lead, even when there are times that their effort and energy might not be as high as people thought it should be. Ohio State has the guys. They have the goods. They have the talent to fight off any attack from the opposition. Northwestern is a good basketball team. You may look at Northwestern and say, well, they're not anything good. Northwestern basketball is not one of those teams that Ohio State needs to be worried about. Quite the contrary. They do. Northwestern is a good basketball team with a lot of talent over there in Evanston, Illinois. Ohio State in this game. Branham stepped up. Jamari Wheeler continues to play well, continues to be a leader for the Buckeyes. Cedric Russell continues to just make the right play. One thing I'll be looking to see down the road is when Justin Arnn's shot starts falling consistently. He was 0 for 5 shooting in this game. All five shots came from three-point land. He does a shot that normally does go in. He does a pump fake, slide one dribble right or one dribble left. His lefty shot goes up. Normally he makes that shot. It's been for some reason lately that shot has not been going in, and I wonder if it's because he is still getting his wind back. Still getting his legs back after a long break, a long unexpected break due to the COVID. Ohio State had three games that were canceled. This, I believe there was 29 days in between appearances at the shot for the Ohio State Buckeyes. This one, first game back after a long time away, the Buckeyes win 95-87. I thought at one point Ohio State would hit 100 and E.J. Liddell would hit 40. Neither one of those teams. Those two things happened. Liddell still had a career high, and the Buckeyes still win. Great way to make an appearance back at the shot and get a win, even though Chris Holtman was not able to see it live in the arena. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill, you want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week 3, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Here's an idea for the new year. Go to all your secret treat stashes at home, in the pantry, at the office, in the car, or wherever they are. Throw out all the sugary or calorie-filled treats and replace them with Built Bars. So when you're craving a snack or treat, you can reach for something that's healthy and tastes incredible. Go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and it's all one word, to receive 15% off your next order. Once again, go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built. You are tapped into Locked On Buckeyes here on a Monday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every single day. Down in the comment section on this video, there will be a question. I want you to comment right there on it. Do you think E.J. Liddell will be an All-American at the end of the season? You may say, Jay, that's expected. You may say, Jay, that's not going to happen. But look at all the talent in college basketball. There's a lot of talent. E.J. Liddell is not the only player playing All-American-type basketball. And I'm not saying an All-American. Will it be a first team? One of the top five players in college basketball. Remember, there's different positions. We saw how he played against All-American, a future All-American on Thursday of last week. that other All-American got the better of him. Will E.J. Liddell be a first-team All-American at the end of this season? And that question will be a pinned comment on this video. Comment there, yes, no. What are your thoughts about E.J. Liddell and how he's played so far during his junior season at The Ohio State University? From a junior in Liddell to a newcomer and a freshman in Malachi Branham. From Liddell, who was a two-time Mr. Illinois and could easily be the player of the year in the Big Ten this year, to Malachi Branham, who played basketball in Ohio, knows what Ohio basketball is all about, knows what it takes to be a good basketball player, and is learning from someone in Liddell who is a great teacher and someone that can show Branham what it takes, the work ethic on and off the court you need to be a good player in this conference. Malachi Branham continues to impress me. Think about the time you were a freshman in any sport you play. We're going back to your playing days. We did this last week. We'll do it again. And if you can't tell, I am feeling a whole lot better. I felt bad last week. I had a head cold again. I don't know what was going on. It seemed like I was feeling better one day and now I'm back. I'm not. Felt better one day, now I'm not. I feel a whole lot better today than I did last week. I think you can tell in my voice and the energy throughout this show. But your playing days, you're a freshman, high school. Let's say you're playing high school football and you're supposed to be a star. You're supposed to be one of these guys that comes in. You're supposed to be good, but you know how it is. Got to start at the freshman level, then work your way up, maybe get JV, maybe get varsity. All of a sudden, the varsity and JV coaches see you on the freshman field. They're like, whoa, 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 that kid's good. So they move you up to the JV level, but this is still new to you. You're a freshman. You know how talented you are, but you just don't know exactly the work ethic needed. You don't know the strength that you're going to have to run into on the field. You don't know how to respond to the coach when he says something that normally you don't like, but this is just how he is. Every coach is different, and you got to respond that way. These are just things you got to work with. And Malachi Branham, in this way, think about it. You're a freshman at The Ohio State University. You are wearing a number that is retired in the rafters. You have to call Jim Jackson to get permission to wear said number. And before doing that, you have to do some research so you know more about Jim Jackson, the basketball player. It's nerve-wracking. One, to be somebody that wants to wear the number that's retired. But then number two, to make that phone call. And I am not going to knock him for having to do some research to know who Jim Jackson is. Trust me, Jim Jackson played before the man was even born. So I completely get it. There's a lot that goes into this. And Malachi Branham, over the past few games, we have seen the growth of Malachi Branham. We have seen, honestly, I think the film study he did while he wasn't playing the basketball helped him figure out, I can get to my spot consistently. I have the frame. I have the length. I can jump enough to consistently get to my spot. And the defense can't figure things out. There are numerous times while I'm watching the basketball and watching Malachi Branham play where he can get to the block, he can dribble drive 1-2 mid-range, and he can get there quite easily. There are guys that are four-year players in college basketball, five, maybe six-year players in college basketball due to red shirts, medical red shirts, due to the COVID year, all of those things where they can't even get to the mid-range because it's not worked on enough by them. But you can tell when Malachi Branham is on the basketball court, he works on numerous things, but the two are very evident. His jump shot, he is comfortable taking the shot from downtown, and he's also very comfortable in the mid-range game. Something that I think can be his calling card, something that I think can help him potentially play at the next level, because the mid-range game, it's a lost art by many. If you can perfect that and work on that day after day, after day, Malachi Branham could be somebody that Buckeye fans should be somebody Buckeye fans are very excited to watch play basketball every time the Buckeyes play. Malachi Branham, we go back to this game here. One thing that was very evident to me, Ohio State was 26-27 from the charity stripe, but Malachi Branham himself, one, he had the only missed free throws, and that's kind of alarming. That's not alarming. That's actually amazing, where Jamari Wheeler was 4-for-4. E.J. Liddell was 5 for 5, and then Kyle Young was 4 for 4. Those were also the only guys that shot free throws, four players alone. But Malachi Branham, 13 of 14 from the charity stripe. He's also a freshman. He only had 2 turnovers in this game. He only had 1 personal foul in this game. He also added in 4 rebounds and 5 assists. We marvel and ooh and ah at the stat sheet, that stat line that Jamari Wheeler put up. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. I believe he added in 5 steals. But what we're seeing from Malachi Branham, throughout the early portions of this year, I was asking here on the podcast, who will be the second leading scorer? Who will step up in Justice Suing's absence? At the beginning of the year, it was Zed Kidd. Even in the broadcast, I believe it was Jess Settles was the color commentator. He even talked about how Zed Kidd really did damage when playing against Duke earlier in the year when the Buckeyes upset the then number one Duke Blue Devils. Duke just suffered another upset over the weekend. But Zed Kidd did damage down low. But we have seen teams have figured things out with Zed Kidd. And Zed Kidd, if you denying that entry pass, sometimes Zed Kidd does not have the counter that is needed to overtake that first denial. And when you don't have that, you can't get the ball inside. And the Buckeyes at times have struggled to do that. What we have with Malachi Branham, he's comfortable. He is a gamer. He had a 35-point performance recently, and he is somebody that if you need somebody to create, he can do that. If you need a player to step up and make a big shot, he can do that. If you need somebody to create and get to the free throw line, he can do that. If you need somebody to use a glass off the block while dribbling, 1-2 dribble pull-up, he can do that. He has skill set. He does things that most true freshmen do not do. This 1-2 punch of E.J. Liddell and Malachi Branham, it's amazing. You know what will make it even more amazing? The moment Justice Suing comes back on the court and he begins to play basketball the way that he plays basketball, he gets his wind. He gets his legs under him. And you get these three guys playing basketball and possibly becoming a well-oiled machine. This might be a formula. Talk about during the broadcast, they talked about how Kyle Young, when he's healthy, this is the Final Four team. That trio might be the formula to get Ohio State not just past the first game, no Oral Roberts upsets first game of the tournament, but get out of the first round of the first weekend of the tournament. This might be the formula. Those three guys together in a healthy Buckeye team, man, let me tell you, I don't know anybody out there in the country that wants to play Ohio State when Branham, Suing, Liddell are hitting on all cylinders. They're all healthy. That's a scary trio. Hey, Buckeye fans. This is Jay Stevens with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code SCORE and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code SCORE, that's S-C-O-R-E, to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card, or Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SCORE to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Buckeyes here on a Monday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every single day. It's the night of the national championship game in college football. Alabama versus Georgia. They're in Indianapolis, ready to go. They have been there all weekend. I'm excited to watch the game. I personally am going with Georgia. I picked Georgia before the beginning of the season to win the national championship. I'm riding through with the Bulldogs all the way through tonight's game. Who do you have? Hey, this will not be a pinned comment. Go right there in the comments and let us know. Who do you have winning the national championship game tonight in Indianapolis? A game that I believe is January, but I believe the Buckeyes are an early favorite to play in the national championship game next season. Marcus Freeman, former Ohio State linebacker, the new head coach of the University of Notre Dame, the man that just hired James Laurinaitis to be on his coaching staff. He will no longer be at 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. James Laurinaitis will be a coach under Marcus Freeman. Two guys that played together while at The Ohio State University. Two guys that played, I believe, in back-to-back national championships while at The Ohio State University. A linebacker duo that was very hard to stop. Jim Tressel loved having those two guys on his team. And Marcus Freeman, this isn't the first time he has said something a little interesting. But what he said recently, this is a video, it's a clip. I have not been able to see, to find the entire video. So I don't know the lead-up question that came from what he said. And I don't know the proper context of questions that came prior to this, before this response from Marcus Freeman. Just a little backstory and context for what he said. But Marcus Freeman, in his comments, this is a video that I saw on Twitter. He was talking about what the opening thing he said was, we don't do negative recruiting. Okay, great. I agree with that. I don't like negative recruiting. But he said, he also said, I love my time at Ohio State. Wouldn't be here if I didn't spend that time there. And then he said something interesting. He said, Notre Dame provides three things that no other school provides. And he goes on. An opportunity to play in the national championship. The ability to be developed, to be an NFL draft pick. The opportunity to join a network with this degree that can set you up for the rest of your life. I can backtrack and talk about number two or number three. Number three, I do believe the Notre Dame network that he is talking about with that degree. I do believe that's one of the most prestigious degrees you can have in the United States of America, maybe even around the world. I'm not going to knock that. I do think that's a very prestigious and valuable degree. And that network of alumni at Notre Dame is amazing, just like it is at Ohio State. Not taking anything away from that. When it comes to being developed to be an NFL draft pick, this is true, but Marcus Freeman also played at Ohio State. He was drafted in the fifth round of the 2009 NFL draft by the Chicago Bears, but Notre Dame does lead all schools by having the most NFL draft picks at with 520. Ohio State, I believe, is at 473, which puts them at number three all time among all schools. USC is at number two. So I believe it goes Notre Dame, USC, Ohio State in that order with schools that have the most NFL draft picks. But when you talk about the opportunity to play for the national championship, it doesn't take anybody very long that's been a part of college football to know one thing. The true national championship game has not been around college football for very long. The first one was during the 1998 season when we had the first BCS season, BCS poll. And then also, Notre Dame has only played in one true national championship game. Since 1998, Ohio State has played in five national championship games. Notre Dame has played in one. Ohio State, since the national championship game has become a thing in college football, Ohio State has won two national championships. Notre Dame has won zero. Yes, Ohio State lost to Florida. Ohio State lost to LSU. Ohio State lost to Alabama. Ohio State also beat Miami. And Ohio State also beat Oregon to win the national championship. One natty under Jim Tressel, the other natty under Urban Meyer. The one time I don't use this as a knock against Brian Kelly, but the one time Brian Kelly-led Notre Dame team got to the national championship, that game was embarrassing. That day, I was not able to watch that game. I was at work that night, and the next thing I know, I saw the beginning of the game. I saw the game starting on TV, didn't get to watch. I didn't even have it. I don't know why I didn't think about putting it on the radio. And then when I got off work, I was like, wait, I didn't miss anything. This was a shellacking. Notre Dame got mollywopped. It was embarrassing. I truly wonder what Marcus Freeman is thinking about when he says Notre Dame provides you a chance to play for the national championship, knowing that most of Notre Dame's success has not come in recent memory. A lot of their success has come pre-1980. National championship-wise, yes, most of it has come pre-1980. I don't believe they have a national, their only national championship post-1973 is 1988. And after that, nothing. If you want to talk about BCS or New Year's Six Bowls, which are still something that started in 1998, that was not, Notre Dame has not won any at all. Yeah, they won a Cotton Bowl in 1994. But outside of that, Ohio State has been not just on an amazing run, they're on a run that Notre Dame wants to be on. They wish they were on this run. I have no idea what Marcus Freeman is thinking when he says things like this. He knows Notre Dame is an amazing place. Education is top-notch. Getting into the NFL, they develop you in a way that not many schools in college football can develop you. But talking about the national championship in that way, if this is a way he needs to motivate himself and say, we provide an opportunity for you to play in the national championship, great. That may be something you have to say to yourself for you to believe that. But make sure you don't make any false statements. It doesn't take very long to make a good Google search or talk to a college football historian to tell you, yeah, he don't know what he's talking about. He don't know what he's talking about. And I'll tell you this right now. I love college football. I'm not the deepest historian. I mean, I can tell you from what I know and my knowledge, that's a false statement. I can tell you other schools that have had more success in recent memory since 1998 than Notre Dame. It doesn't take you very long to think about them. Their own rival, USC, has had more, even in their downfall in USC, USC has had more success in recent memory than Notre Dame. Let that sink in. Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman, I don't know what's going through your mind, but this is adding fuel to the fire, and I cannot wait until September 3rd, until Ohio State and Notre Dame play the football. The only thing that will make this better, make this a Sunday night game, Labor Day weekend, Notre Dame comes in, solidifies a prime time slot. Hopefully you'll be there. I hope to be there to watch these two heavyweights, these two blue bloods, battle it out in the Shoe. So Monday evening. You may be listening to this or watching this on Monday evening. No matter when you're listening to this, thank you for tuning in to Locked On Buckeyes here on this Victory Monday. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. I told you earlier, I feel better. I think you can tell right now, I feel better. Another thing that will make me feel better is coming back tomorrow to talk more Ohio State football and basketball with you. For Jay Stevens, this is Locked On Buckeyes on this Victory Monday. Hope you have a great day and enjoy watching the national championship game.